You gotta like a gallery where the first thing you do is you get a drink at the full cocktail bar. Then you head out to the patio that has no view of the lake. It looks out over a parking lot and a couple old warehouses. But at least that's gonna guarantee that it will not be crowded with vacationers. And if it's a Wednesday night, you know that the true falsettos are gonna be playing. Susan Stedman and Nan Peterson are regulars here. They say the actual art part of the gallery is pretty good, too.
It's just avant-garde. It's fun to come with your friends and hang out and comfortable.
Traverse City is inundated with what I call tourist art. Watercolor paintings of cherries.
Some of which are,
some of which are absolutely beautiful. It's just that there's enough of that.
This whole 7,000 square foot renovated warehouse is the brainchild of one guy.
Hey, I'm looking for Mike.
Mike Kurtz is the gallery's founder, and the stuff in here is definitely not watercolors of cherries. Kurtz likes to describe it as outsider art.
There's like schizophrenic art, there's prison art, there's stuff that it's like, what the hell is inside there? And it comes out and you go, fascinating.
Some of the stuff in here is a little twisted. There's a painting of the Flintstones having an orgy while dressed like satanic Nazis. Most of the work here, though, is pop art. Graphics that could have come from The Twilight Zone or
Famous Monsters of Filmland, Mad Magazine, of course, 60s hippie underground comics.
Kurtz swears that this is not just the nostalgia of a guy in his late 50s, but it did start out as kind of a pipe dream, a passion project, if you will, after a colon cancer diagnosis about 10 years ago.
There was no electricity, there was no lighting, there was no heat, and I walked through and just went, wow, this would be so cool. Wouldn't this be cool? And then, you know, I'm like, I don't have any money, I don't have any time.
Kurtz says he was bartending at the time, and on good tip nights, he would go to the hardware store and pick up some more materials bit by bit. 9 years later, the gallery has gone through a massive expansion. They put in that full bar. They built a concert and movie theater space in back. But Kurtz's goal has never changed. No watercolors of cherries.
Say I find a lot of visual art, you know, absolutely, you know, boring as hell.
The thing is, Kurtz likes to paint this as if it is his gallery versus all the mainstream stuff downtown. But Traverse City does not seem to see it that way. The media here has written up a lot of adoring descriptions of the gallery. They've put it on Traverse City best lists. And even Mike Kurtz is willing to admit that there does seem to be a new, more progressive wave up north.
More people are coming up here via the film festival or the foodie New York Times articles. And a lot of those people are coming from, you know, San Diego or Chicago.
For now, though, this gallery is still just a small group of die-hard regulars, like Sherry Bridgewater. She's a wine rep, and she started out selling wine to the gallery, and then she just kept coming back.
I'm just always here. It feels like someone's living room. There are tons of regulars. Pretty much everyone's a regular. You know everybody here.
Which makes for a really nice Wednesday night when you just get together to drink and talk art and look out over the parking lot in a darkening sky. In Traverse City, I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.